This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Fabulous.
I'm always wonderful.
Well, you know, we're getting into that time of year where the mornings are nice and crisp and cool. And then you have days like yesterday and today where it gets a little bit warmer. And then before long, we're going to be into the time of year where the mornings are cool and the afternoon is cool.
That's exactly right. They call it Halloween weather.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Because, you know, on Halloween, it's always a little bit chilly.
Yes.
I've seen the time when children had their coats over their costumes.
Yes, yes, you know? I've had to do that too.
Yeah, and it can happen.
Yeah, and that's no fun because you know, you want to show off your costume and then you got a coat over it.
I know, but you want everybody to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, my granddaughter went to a fair the other day, mm-hmm. and they had put all these ghostly stuff on the people. And it scared her almost to death.
I'm sure.
And she's six.
Yeah.
She said, Mimi, it was really scary.
And they had all the makeup and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, they can do some things with makeup now that they didn't used to be able to do.
Well, and I think the reason she freaked out is she wasn't expecting it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're not expecting it and somebody jumps at you, you know, I mean, it could be frightening for anybody.
Yeah.
And, she said it was pretty bad. Yeah. That's what she told me.
It scares me when people do that, like in the grocery store. But if you go to a place and people are made up like that, that's extra scary.
That's right. Because the way they make up faces nowadays is pretty severe.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty horrific.
You've seen those like specials on like HGTV or whatever it is where they have a haunted house and they go and they have all these like parts and the scary people, you know, they'll have like a fake body parts laying around and it's very realistic.
I haven't been there where they have the body parts.
Yeah.
That would probably do me under.
Well, they're like plastic. So you know they're plastic, but they look realistic. And you look at them and you think, my goodness, there's no way that it could be that realistic and not be real. But your brain says, no, it's only a prop. But, yeah, it could be scary.
Things have changed a lot for Halloween. I mean, put it that way.
Yes, they have.
Wow. Yeah. Our world has become a little more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And here, even for the children.
Yeah, it has. And this will jar you into reality. I believe, if my math is right, this weekend, we're 5 weeks. In 5 weeks this weekend, wait, 5 weeks from this weekend, it will be a Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow. It's just 5 weeks away?
I think so, yeah.
Holy Toledo.
I may have done some incorrect math, but I counted twice.
Well, you know what day it's always on. It's always on a Thursday.
Yes, but I never know which Thursday.
I see. Well, it's not going to change.
That's true.
I mean, I just wanted you to know that.
No, well, thanks. Let me write that down. I should have just started off with that.
You should have started off with that. Well, we know it's getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes.
It won't be long.
No, it won't.
And we'll be putting this year to bed.
Yes. The holiday season is, I'm already in the holiday mode.
Really?
I am.
Are you having parties already?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, none other than the usual ones.
Oh, the usual ones, okay.
Every Saturday night, you know, whatever happens to be.
Well, you know, there's not a lot to do in Midland, Texas on Saturday night.
Well, that's true.
You've got to get up a group of people to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
make your own fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the holidays. If you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, anywhere, you know, they have plays that you can go to. Oh, my gosh. There's so many Christmas story plays.
Yeah.
You'll get tired before that's over.
You can be on holiday play overload.
You really can, because there's wonderful plays at the Bass, which the Bass is one of the best acoustic places in the world,
mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth. Then you've got the Symphony in Dallas. You've got all the theaters in Dallas. And you've got a music hall at Fair Park.
Nice.
So there's a lot of place.
There really is. There's a lot of things to do. This is a wonderful time of year, you know, to maybe take a day trip or a weekend trip someplace with, you know, someone special or a couple of special people and just make some really special memories.
That's right. And, you know, every year our grandchildren are getting older. We need to be doing things with them.
Yeah.
If you say, oh, well, I'll do it later. Remember, that grandchild's going to get so old, they won't want to do anything with you.
Exactly. At some point, before you know it, they'll be like, yeah, I'm kind of busy. I'm going out with my friends.
And that's when you know they don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
So everybody should do things with them now.
Yeah, take that time.
That's right. And speaking of that, my little grandchildren's school yesterday had a skate night.
Really?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You and I are behind on the skating. I'll bet you didn't know this. You remember used to it. You had to get the child by the hand, get behind them, help them, keep them from falling until they could learn.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all that anymore.
What? Why?
They made a little deal. It's made out of plastic, little plastic bars, and has rollers on it. And they get behind this, and they hold on to it while they're learning, and they don't fall down anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like to be needed for things like that.
No.
No?
You and I are behind.
Apparently so.
Yes.
I didn't even know they made such a contraption.
My grandchildren sent me pictures last night. And I go, holy cow, didn't know about that.
Wow.
So nowadays, now if we'd only invented that,
yeah,
we should have invented something in life.
We should have done something. There's a lot of opportunity.
Well, there was, and we've missed out.
We did.
But, I mean, that's another thing. It doesn't look like it would have been hard to build.
Yeah. Well, we probably didn't want to be replaced by plastic bars.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. We were resentful of those.
We like that bonding experience.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a quick way for a child to learn to skate.
Yeah, it is. Apparently so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neat deal.
Yeah. I always liked when people got behind me and held me and then pushed me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I liked it when everybody was out there making the line.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, looked like a snake.
Yeah.
That was a neat deal.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. So, anyway, that's just another thing that's come along.
Yep.
Well, do you think maybe we should give out the phone number?
Let's do that, yes.
All right. It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. Right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't forget, you can always go to AmericanFinancialMidland.com, and there you can find case studies from past investments. You'll see exactly the money that people have been making. You'll see exactly what the experience is like for other people. And this is really all about getting your retirement set. It's you know, growing your money so that you can go ahead and retire happy, wealthy, and early, whatever route that may be. I mean, it may be, you know, with some kind of investment. It may be, you know, after you retire, you need to really plan out how much you can spend after you retire, because, you know, some people don't always have enough money, and then they retire and they think they've got enough, but then in 5 or 10 years they start to run out, and it's just because of poor planning. And so this will help you eliminate all of that.
I think so. I think it's a good idea. Speaking of that, we have now had 10 maturities.
Really?
10. And we were talking the other day, and we thought we had, what, 8?
Uh-huh.
We were up to 8. We've had 2 more.
This is within the last month, right?
Yeah. Well, a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, a month and 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's just an amazing deal. I have never seen this many in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And I went over all these, starting at the, you know, the first ones that we got notice of. And, you know, it ranged from 47, 61, 64, 45, 64, 48, 75, 54, 54 and 71. Most of these people are 45 to 65 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, the women, this first one, you know, she had stage 3, went to stage 4 ovarian cancer, and, of course, it spread to the lymph nodes and it took her out. And, you know, it was a 15-month. It was actually came in at 6.
Really?
Yes.
That's extremely aggressive.
It was. And this other one was a man. He was 61 years old. He had stage 4 rectal cancer. It had spread to the liver and the lymph nodes. It was a 28th month, and it came in 17.
Really? That's 11 months early. That's almost a full year ahead of time.
It came in 10 months, and that's 17 months early.
Wow.
It came in 10 months, and it was a 28th month. The next, and the man was 64. He had pancreatic cancer, and he was doing holistic therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a six-month policy. It came in 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah. The next one was a lady. She was 45 years old. She had stage 4 breast cancer, but it had moved to the liver, the lymph nodes, and to her bones. And we thought it was they thought it was 36 months. It came in 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The next one was a man. He was 64. He had stage 4 bladder and had moved to the lymph nodes also. It was a 20-month policy. It came in 11.
Wow.
So all these, you know, came in early, except the one that we bought from that other company.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was 48 years old, a male. He had stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. It went to the brain, the spine, the ribs. And they thought it was 26 months. He died in 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it just shows you how aggressive cancer really is.
It really is.
This other one was 75. He had stage 4 head and neck cancer. And it went to the prostate and the lymph nodes. And it started out as a melanoma.
Really?
Yeah. They said he was going to live 24 months. He lived 5.
Oh, my.
That's a big difference.
That is huge.
Yeah. And this other one, now this is the one that went over that we've been waiting so long for.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually 46 months before he died. The man was 54, had stage 4 prostate cancer, and it went to the bones. And they originally told us 26 months, and it went 48.
48, wow.
Yeah. But not one of the ones we did.
Mm-hmm.
This is one we bought from somebody else.
So this is really kind of the concept is pretty standard. Now, the aggressive ones are very aggressive, but some will go over, or they could go over, and then some could come in early. So really, in the end, they all kind of wash out
in the end. There was one of these that went over.
Yeah.
And we didn't buy it. I mean, we bought it from someone else. It's not one that we did ourselves.
Right.
If it had been, I don't think it would have ever went over like that.
Yeah.
And the last one, the man was 71. He had liver cancer and hepatitis B. And they said, well, he'll live 24 months, and he lived 14.
Really? That's 10 months early.
10 months early. So all those, but one, you know, was an early one.
Yeah.
And the people made a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, you see, and that's really how it works. You know, when investing in life insurance policies, there are some risks, and some of them could go over. Now, you're generally very, very careful. I mean, the ones that go over, you know, like with the elderly people, you don't do those policies anymore.
No, we're not going to do somebody 85 years old or 90.
You've eliminated that risk.
I've eliminated that.
So that won't happen again, because you just don't buy those types of policies. You're very careful about the policies that you purchase.
That's right. And, you know, I turn them down if I find out something negative at the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this has happened a couple of times. I found out something right at the last minute, and I just didn't buy it.
Really?
I'm not going to do it.
Is it one of those cases where you had won the bid, and then before you got the paper signed, something came through, and you saw it, and you said, right. Whoa, we're out.
Yeah, and I said, we're out. We're not buying it.
Wow.
And they said, okay.
What was it? Do you remember?
It was something about the, I think the second LE was from Fasano, and they said the first one was wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, you're very good at this. You're very good at looking at these policies and seeing what the policyholder has been through. You look at the type of cancer that they've got. You see what they've done. What do you do when you analyze these things?
Well, I want to see if it's spread.
Mm-hmm.
If it's spread to the bone. If it's spread to the liver. If it's spread to the stomach. And lately, neck and throat has been pretty serious.
Really?
I looked at one yesterday, and they hit my gosh. It'd been in the carotid arteries. Then it was in the neck. It was just going all over the place.
Wow.
And I said, well, that person isn't going to make it. This thing has spread and spread, you know, and come back. They
really?
Operated on the carotid artery, and it came back again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I know he isn't going to live very long.
My goodness. So the way this works is we're talking about investing in life insurance policies.
Absolutely.
Because what happens is when somebody is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, a lot of times they need to go ahead and sell their policy for a number of reasons.
Well, let me tell you the biggest. There is a new drug out,
mm-hmm.
and it costs $1 million.
Like literally $1 million?
$1 million to get this. Now, how many people can get their insurance company to pay for that?
I don't know of any.
I don't either. And they showed where a doctor had got it for his son.
Really?
Yeah. And they're all talking about now what the cost is. And they said some of them had come back and were in remission maybe for a year, and it came back.
Really?
So it's still risky, risky, risky. They don't have it down right yet. And yet they're wanting $1 million.
I don't know how they can do that.
I don't either.
I mean, if it was some miracle drug that, cured cancer.
And they said on little children, it's really helped little children.
Oh, has it really?
It has helped them.
Wow.
But not the adults as much. But I don't know how they're going to get anybody who can pay for it.
Yeah.
The
cost of that. I mean, and treatment just in general for cancer is just through the roof.
It is.
Even if you don't do the $1 million.
Yeah, and then this is outrageous.
Wow.
So I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't either.
But when you say, what do they need most? Usually money for treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good places charge a lot of money mm-hmm. to treat you.
They really do. And a lot of times, they can do some very good work and maybe extend your life by a couple of years or maybe several years.
My oldest client who died in November, mm-hmm. We've been finishing up her estate. And, half of it goes to UT Southwest for cancer research.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And we finally got the money from the life company on it. And so they're getting almost $2
million. Oh, wow.
And they called me, invited me to meet the president of the cancer research part.
Wow, how cool.
So in November, I'm going to go have lunch with them and meet the head of the cancer department at UT.
That is fantastic.
I think it is, too. I'm really excited to meet them. And find out what all they're doing in the research against cancer.
Boy, what an honor.
It is. It really will be.
Yeah, well, let us know what you find out.
I will, and I'll let you know what they tell me
about
the cancer treatments that they're doing and the new discoveries.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found out that, I told you that one of our lawyers has got cancer.
Yeah.
And, it was quick coming, and he's very healthy. And we still don't know how healthy people that are that young are getting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got 5 people on his case.
Really?
5 doctors are working on it for him.
Wow, that's got to be pretty aggressive.
It is aggressive. And they're going to remove his stomach in November.
The entire stomach?
Entire stomach has to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
serious.
So
that's as aggressive as I've ever heard.
Wow.
They've done radiation, they've done chemo, and now they're going to take the stomach out.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Oh. But it's something that I don't understand, but I'm going to ask them about it when I go.
Yeah.
How is it that taking the stomach out would stop the growth?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, let me know, because it's really fascinating.
It is fascinating, all they're doing.
The strides that they've made in the last several years with cancer treatments.
That's right.
But like you say, I mean, it's very, very expensive, and so sometimes people need the money to pay for these treatments. And so one of the ways is they sell their life insurance policy. There's a couple other reasons. I guess another major reason would be to settle estates and things like that before they pass away.
On wealthy people especially,
mm-hmm.
they want to do it now. They want to make sure there's no bickering and no problem.
Yeah.
Because we hear horror stories every day about the settlement of somebody's estate.
Oh, yeah. These things rip families apart.
It does. And sometimes some of the children are devious and mm-hmm. lie. I know a case right now that we've given to our lawyers where the woman has 2 daughters. She's 90 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And several years ago, her husband died. Well, now in her will, it says each one shares equally.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't know what the word equal means. They don't understand it.
In some cases, it's not always 50-50. It's more like 70-30. It's wonky math, but it's there.
And so one of the daughters went to the mother and said, if you just sign these papers, you'll be fine.
Oh, boy.
And so she took the farm. It's now in her name.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, she didn't know what she was signing, did she?
She said she didn't know she signed it.
Oh, wow.
And there's nothing wrong with the lady's mind.
Yeah.
So then She lives with the good daughter. Mm-hmm. The good daughter takes her everywhere and, you know, makes sure she's all right. And then they find out that the bad girl has went down to the bank and put her name on the signature. Now, you know what this means. Technically, she now owns half of the estate.
Oh, boy.
And so they go down to the bank, and the bank wouldn't let them take her name off.
Really?
Yeah, you're not taking her name off. And the mother said, I want her name. No, you can't do it.
Wow, because she did it technically, legally.
I guess so. I mean, I don't understand how you can do that and not be able to take it off if you own the account.
I would think so.
So, anyway, all of her assets are in cash at that bank, and so this daughter may get all that.
Wow. See, and that's what happens. You know, a lot of times family trusts family, and so they take your word for it, and, oh, they're not going to, you know, harm me or do anything to, you know, to devastate my financial state. But, boy, when there's enough zeros behind something, you'd be surprised what people can do. So
that's
one of the reasons that people want to go ahead and sell their policy. And so what happens is, in order to sell something, you need somebody there to buy something.
That's right. And that's where we come in. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we look at – this week I have looked at more policies than you can shake a stick at. I think yesterday I did 5.
Really?
Yes, and I've bid on a lot of policies this week. And we're closing on a lot of them. You know, just getting the legal papers over to us, you know, we can close 5 or 6 in a week. You know, mm-hmm. that's not a big deal. It's just they're having a slow time, you know, getting us all the legal papers.
Yeah.
But we do have about 5 or 6 ready to close.
Well, I'm sure when you have that much volume coming through, it takes a little bit of time because it's not just one signature here and there. I assume it's like buying a car or a house. There are a number of documents that need to be reviewed and signed and initialed and all that. And it's a process. It takes time.
And that's right. And then everything has to go to our escrow account. Then the bank has to wire the money, you know, to the people, mm-hmm. and there's just a lot of documentation that has to be done. But thank goodness, you know, we've been doing this a long time. We know how to do it, and we do it right. And it protects the clients all the way through.
Yeah, and that's what's really important, you know. So once you get these policies, once you bid on them, you win the bid, and you've got everything signed, and then we go through the process, and they become yours. And then you go ahead and offer these as opportunities for people to invest in, and they get their payout after the policy has expired.
We try to pay 1% a month. Mm-hmm. So on a 24-month policy, it's 24%. Now, if that policy comes in early, you're still going to get the same amount of money.
Yeah.
You're just going to get it earlier.
See, that's what I think is so great. You know, I don't know of many other opportunities where you can, you know, get something that comes in early and still get the same amount of money. It's almost like, I don't even know what it's almost like. It's just fantastic. Because initially I was thinking, okay, if it's a 24-month policy, you get 24%, but it comes in early, and so you're only going to get half of it. But that's not the case at all.
No, you're still going to get like it was 24 months.
Yes.
It doesn't make a bit of difference to us.
And so what happens is when people pass away, their life insurance pays out. I mean, it still pays out, except it's just paying out to your investors into whatever percentage they're in, as opposed to the policyholder.
That's right. We've already taken the policyholder out. We've mm-hmm. already bought their policy. They got their cash up front.
Yeah.
Where they could pay for cancer treatment or to settle their estate, either one.
Yes. And obviously, our best, you know, hope is for, you know, somebody who is diagnosed with cancer. Obviously, we want them to survive. We're still people, you know, and so that's what we wish. But sometimes, you know, cancer is terminal. And so things need to be done in order to settle people's estates or pay for their treatments or whatever the case may be. And so really this does help them out. It helps out the policyholder, and it gives an opportunity for people to start investing in things that are a little bit safer than the stock market. And that helps people save for retirement, and that's the ultimate goal.
Our goal for our clients is to make them enough money to retire.
Yeah.
And where they can do it a lot earlier than they had thought, and that they'll be happy. And it'll make them prosperous.
Yeah.
You know, we want them to have some money mm-hmm. at the end of the trail. We don't want them to be broke. You know, when that bell rings and they said, you're through here.
Yeah.
You know, you can go home and don't come back.
Yeah.
But, you know, it works all different ways. The people that we're helping on the first side is the person, as you know, that we're buying their policy. And think about their family. You know, these people are usually married. So they're thinking about the wife, you know, mm-hmm. if it's a man. He's thinking about you know, right after he dies, there's going to be all this expense. And if he can get it taken care of now, it's going to help.
Yeah.
You know, if they can get the hospital bills paid now, and if they can get more aggressive treatment, and a lot of them do.
Yeah.
And we all know they're all going to Mexico, and you saw that one was on holistic medicine.
Yeah.
I believe he died a lot sooner because of it. I'm not against it. I just want to do the regular medicine first.
Sure.
And try to save their life.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't. They go off the deep end. And yeah. Do all these weird things.
Well, it's a very scary thing to go through, to be told that, hey, you have cancer. That is a very scary thing.
It is scary. And then they say, we don't know if you'll make it or not.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's something that not only the person diagnosed goes through, but their family goes through as well.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, when somebody does pass away from cancer, the spouse and the family members, they've got enough to deal with, you know, the grief to go along with it. And so when the policyholder is able to go ahead and sell that policy early, get all these, like you say, the medical expenses and funeral expenses, get all those taken care of, get the financial situation settled, it's a lot less stress that the family has to deal with. So it really does help them out.
That's right. Because, you know, we don't know if they're going to make it a year, 6 months. You can see all those that we talked about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They all live 6 months to a year, 12 yeah. months. I think the longest was 14.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they need to get all this done now. Every time you procrastinate, whether it's about this or something else, it turns out badly.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's much better to be proactive.
It is. And I had a client, one of our clients here in town, a lovely lady, beautiful lady, passed away this last month. And she and I had worked together for years. We thought we had everything in order because her husband has the start of Alzheimer's. We figured, she and I, that we would work it out for him. We'd take care of him. Everything was going to work. Didn't work out that way. You know, she'd had her house remodeled. I think she got some things in her lung. She went to the hospital, and she passed away.
Really?
And it was such a shock to me because her and I had planned it the other way.
Yeah, and so her husband, I assume, is still with us.
Yes, he's with us, but he can't do anything. So her daughters, you know, the two daughters, I'm now changing everything over to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't plan it that way. So sometimes things can go awry.
Yeah.
And you need to plan it both ways.
Yeah, and really the planning part is the key here.
It is.
Because, you know, sometimes when things don't necessarily go as planned, if there is at least some kind of a you know, a step-by-step, okay, here's what's going to happen if this scenario plays out. Or if this happens, then this is how we'll proceed. You have to have those things in order because otherwise you're left with panic and I'm not sure what to do. And then people, you know, they go into a place where it's like they get overwhelmed, and that's not the time that they need to be overwhelmed with financial types of planning. So
that's right.
That's where you come in to make things really as easy as possible. And if something does come up, you'll deal with it, but you've got plans in place. And so
we had plans in place. We just didn't do that second step.
Yeah.
You know, that if something happened to her, that we already had it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't because she's very good health. It, you know, wasn't anything wrong with her, I didn't think.
Yeah.
So we didn't go that extra mile.
It was an unexpected surprise.
It was. And so now it's still pretty simple. Mm-hmm. You know, we're finishing everything up, but it won't take long.
Right. And with you already being involved in the first part of the process, to get things changed over is really, I mean, you're already immersed in it. You already know the landscape of
yes.
the situation, where everything is. So it's really, it makes this part much easier than it would have without the initial plan.
Yeah, and the investments are sound. They're in place. We don't have to worry about that. All we have to worry about is just changing beneficiaries and ownership and this.
Yeah.
And I guess lots of times when we do all this, we always think that the healthiest one is going to survive.
Yeah.
You know? And now when it doesn't, then you have to, you know, make adjustments.
Right. And and when you're already involved, those adjustments become much easier and makes it easier for the whole family.
And what she had done in her planning book, she had said, if anything happens to me, call Faye first.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, of course.
Wow.
And the girl said she'd been in the hospital about a year ago, and she gave them a list of people that if anything happened to her, I was first, her banker was second,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody else, maybe the pastor third.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'd always known, you know, if anything happened to her, the investments, how we'd laid them out, those were on a 10-year plan. So I wasn't worried about those. It was just the shock of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure when unexpected things happen, it really, not only emotionally, is it something to go through, but then you've got to deal with, you know, with you helping them out, you know, up until this point, you know, financially, you can step in and redirect things and guide the vessel really in a very smooth way. But again, it always comes back to the planning. So, you know, when you're planning for retirement, you want to have something that's sound. You want to have whether it's a 10-year plan or a 20-year plan, you got to figure out where you are now, when you want to retire, and then what's it going to take to get to that point where you have enough to retire. And investing in a life insurance policy or some kind of alternate investment like this is really, it looks like the... And I know there's risk with everything, but it looks like one of the safest ways to do it because the stock market, it's up right now.
We hope it stays up.
It was, you know, record.
They brought up 1987 yesterday, as you know, the crash back then. They had to bring that up.
Yeah. What was it? We had a 23,000 one day this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been a huge week. But they're always saying, you know, I'm starting to hear those reports now where they're saying, wow, we've had another record-breaking day, and it's been a fantastic week on the stock market. And except, you know, we all know with Wall Street, what goes up is going to come down. And I actually heard two reports on TV this past week where they said, this might be the time, if you're able, to go ahead and cash out and find some other alternative investment, and that's where you... This would be an ideal time for people to come see you.
I know, but a lot of them procrastinate.
Yeah.
If you can get the men to quit procrastinating, we can get it done.
Yeah.
But because they'll think about it, and then they wait a long time before they do it. Women, on the other hand, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They make up their mind, and they come see me.
So if somebody is, say, in their mid-40s, or even 50, 51, 52... And they say, okay, I'm getting out of the stock market right now while it's up. I'm taking my profits. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home.
Yes.
They still need to find some way to grow their money. It's not like they want to cash out and put it under the mattress.
No, we're against that.
Yeah.
I mean, because the mattresses anymore are not what they used to be. I think that if a person is 45 years old or older and they want to retire, you know, with a substantial amount of money, they need to come see us and talk to us about it. It might not be for them, but what if it is and they miss that opportunity?
Exactly.
And, you know, there's risk. We tell them every day, there's always risk with everything. If there isn't any risk, it's probably not a good investment.
Right.
And the risk is it could go over. And if you don't have the kind of money it takes to pay the premium, don't do it.
And so what that means, when you say it goes over, if it's projected to be a 24-month policy and it goes to 26 or 30.
Or 30 even.
There's premiums that need to be paid.
That's right. And you've got to be able to pay your share. And if you can't pay $300 or $500 or $600, whatever it is, you shouldn't be involved. It tells me you don't have any cash.
Yeah.
You're not liquid enough to be in this plan.
And there is you have to be accredited, so there's a process. So you'll make sure that people have, you know, what they need, where they need it, because this is not it's not liquid, it's not a quote paycheck. This is a long-term investment. So once it's in until the policy matures.
And remember, everybody that has an IRA, they're not going to pay tax on this for years because it's all tax deferred.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a joint account with your wife, yes, you will have to pay tax on it. But thank goodness, it's capital gains.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the 36 or 38% bracket we're in.
Yeah. It's just a matter of moving things around, yes. Rolling things over.
And so, you know, I encourage people to come and talk to us, bring a copy of their statement. Let's see what they're making.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, might be a good time to get out of the stock market. Take your profit and move it out and move it into cash.
So what are the qualifications?
Well, you've got to make $200,000 a year. If it's you by yourself, or you have to be worth $1 million. And that can be everything but your homestead, okay?
Your actual
living... Your rent
living...
houses, your ranch house, your cattle, farm equipment. It can be almost anything, but it cannot be your actual residence.
Okay, so sometimes people don't always think. They forget about, oh, I've got a thing over here, or a rental property over here I forgot about, or maybe a 401k.
Lots of times they forget the 401k.
Yeah. So they maybe have left the job 10, 20 years ago, and then the 401k is still sitting over there. That counts.
It does. And a lot of times people will come and have a couple of old IRAs, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll say, we just never did transfer them back.
Do you ever have people come over to you and shortchange themselves because they forgot about a 401k or they forgot about some
piece of
property?
Well, we're going to remind them because we go over all of that. We have to go over all their assets, their liabilities, how much you make, you know, how much liquid you have. So, no, if they've got some old 401ks, we're going to be talking about it.
Yes. So sometimes people are accredited. They do qualify. They just don't always realize it, and you'll help put them on the right track.
That's right. And I've had people, I've said, go home, look everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be sure you qualify.
Yeah. And so from that point, obviously the risk, one risk is that it goes over. What? Yes. There's two more.
There's two more. The other one is it's not liquid during the time it's invested.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk up to me and say, Faye, I need to take $100,000 out because it's not liquid.
Not
We've
happening.
Already paid the people for the policy.
Yeah.
So it isn't liquid. The other one is, what if a life insurance company ever went under?
And, has that ever happened?
And nowadays they're all worth billions and billions.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to happen. But you have to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen.
It is possible. No matter how remote it may be, you're totally upfront. You're very transparent about, you know, the possible risks, what it may cost as far as, you know, if there's any fees involved, like a premium goes over. People are going to know ahead of time what that fee is going to be. But compared to, say it's a 24-month policy, $100,000 investment, you know, the simple math, you know, your profit $24,000. If you have to pay $300 or $500 for a premium that goes over, it's relatively small.
It is. And you're still going to have profit.
Yeah.
It's going to take a tiny bite out, but not a big bite.
Yeah. It's very easy to pay. And a lot of times people have escrow accounts. So people do write a check or they just take it out of the account.
Lots of times they have cash in there and they just take it out of that. If not, they have to send us a check, and I bill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's very simple, very easy.
That's right.
And if something is about to go over, say you're 3 months or a month away, I don't know, I'm just making this up,
okay,
from a policy going over, do people know ahead of time?
No,
or?
I don't know either, because if it's a month out, we don't know, the person may still die.
Yeah. So
we don't want to say anything until we find out.
There's no way to know ahead of time.
No, there isn't. And then if it goes over, we ask for a new accounting on that person. We say, okay, we send it to 21st Services. Tell us why it went over. You know, why did he not die?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know.
And then what happens from there? Do you?
They'll get a report.
Okay.
They'll get a new report. And if the doctors say it's 21 months, 24 months, we want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And like that Hammond that we'd been waiting so long on, you know, they sent us a new LE about 2 months ago. And said he's going to live another 24 months.
Uh-oh.
And I go, I can't stand it if he lives another 24 months, but I don't believe it. Because I'd read and read. He had been on clinical trials. He had been on everything. And sure enough, I was right. He lived about 3 more months, and that's it.
So nowhere near what they projected.
Nah.
Wow.
And, but on others, it may be a year later. It might be 2 more.
Yeah.
But on that particular one, I didn't believe it.
That is part of the risk, but, you know, I would tell you what, compared to the stock market, and I still go back to 2008 and 2009 when the crash happened and people lost everything.
They did. They lost almost everything.
So this is, we're not anywhere near that type of potential loss.
No, we're not.
All right. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we started getting into trivia, and you always bring interesting facts, whether it's something to put on our bucket list or, you know, someplace to go, someplace to visit, or just Texas trivia. And it's always interesting. What are we talking about today?
Well, the first thing I wanted to mention is the State Fair of Texas.
Oh.
That son of a gun is still going till the 22nd. And anybody that misses out on the fair is just, they're losing part of Texas tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, they have dog races. You know, they have the Fat Stock Show there.
Yes.
The Grand Champion. And they have the pig races.
No, I love the pig races.
The pig races, they put on their little silks, just like a horse, and they run up and down. And you never know which pig will win.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Then the most important thing of all is the car show.
Oh, I love a good car show.
Oh, my gosh. They've got every kind of car this year in the world.
I bet they do.
But my hat still goes out to Ford. Mm-hmm. You know how crazy I am about Ford pickups. Well, the Ford pickup is just, it's amazing. There's two kinds of pickups. Well, you've got your Ford 150 and all that, heavy duty, you know, and all this. And The new one is spectacular. It's got a lot of things they've never had. It will pull 24,000 pounds.
Whoa.
I mean, it is something else. It just amazes me. The things about Ford, of course, they have redone a lot of stuff. It's got a 6.7-liter diesel V8 engine, 860 pounds of torque on that son of a gun, and that's pretty substantial.
Wow.
Now then, it is made with high-strength military-grade aluminum.
Really?
First time. And a fully boxed, high-strength steel frame. And the Raptor, the new one, is the 2017 Raptor. It's 500 pounds lighter and still got 510 pound of torque.
Really?
450 horsepower. And I just can't imagine. It's a 10-speed transmission.
10-speed?
10-speed. Now, can you believe all that?
Never seen one before.
Well, now that's really important. But the big deal is their new truck, a heavy-duty truck. It is so big and so powerful. They say it's designed to move small office buildings.
Really?
This thing is something else.
Now, that's impressive.
This new Super Duty, a big thing, is so big, it's attracting national attention. And they say this heavy-duty pickup is going to be far the most amazing thing anybody's ever seen.
I bet.
The base price is $84,000, but it costs $94,000 to get everything on it.
Really?
$94,000. It's twice as much as a car.
I need one of these.
I mean, they're talking about what all it does have. It has everything I've ever heard of in my life. Has backup cameras, panoramic glass on top.
Really?
Just like a car.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think of a pickup, you don't think of this. Its starting price is more than a luxury SUV.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so big. As I said, it starts at $84,000. It's got heated seats, two-tone leather seats, if you want.
Oh, wow.
The steering wheel is wrapped in leather. Tan stitch. It has a 360-degree camera that will help you to park the trailer behind you.
You know, I've seen those before. I have no idea how that technology works, but I love it.
Has the camera to help you park.
That is so cool.
This thing is so cool. I just can't believe. And you can get it done either in King Ranch, Lariat, Platinum, or the Harley-Davidson.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
It's just, they say the demand for luxury trucks is so strong, and the people who purchase them want the luxury versions.
Yeah.
They want this thing maxed out. And when I read about it, I just go, I cannot believe it.
Wow. It's hard to believe that something this luxurious can still get the job done.
Well, you know, Ford has always been the heavy duty, the best when it comes to, you know, the strength.
Yeah.
But this thing is, I don't even know how much it'll pull. Because the new F-150 will pull 24,000 pounds.
Wow.
So this is big enough to move a small office building.
That's insane.
It is insane.
It makes me want to go get one and then move a small office building.
That's right. That's what this thing is going to be like.
Wow.
And can you imagine meeting it going down the road?
I would love that if I was in another one.
I mean, all leather, the cameras, the moonroof. Have you ever heard of a pickup with a moonroof?
I've never heard of that.
Never in my lifetime have I heard of a moonroof on a truck.
Pure luxury, but still pure tough luxury. Enough to move a small office building.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Every kind of leather you can think of.
Wow.
I mean, the four kinds.
I need to get one. And this is over $90,000 to get everything.
94.
Wow. When is this come available? Can we get it? When is it?
Well, it'll be a little bit longer here.
So it's not available now?
I guess it will be here in a couple of months.
Well, see, I've got to go put this down on my calendar. I've got to go see one of these.
Well, you've got to. That's why I'm telling everybody they should have went to the state fair.
Yeah.
This monster is at the state fair.
It's at the fair?
It's at the fair.
See, now I got to go make a road trip here when we're done.
That's right. You need to go sit, take pictures of this big monster.
Oh, yes. I want to see that so bad.
And everybody ought to order one now.
Yes.
You can get everything you ever thought about on it.
I imagine that thing's going to go quick.
It will. I mean, they say it's been coming for a couple of years.
Wow.
Getting more luxury and more luxury and bigger and better and lighter.
That is so exciting.
It will move a small office building,
I've
folks.
Never heard of it. With people in it?
Well, I imagine that would not be any weight at all.
That's a trick question.
It is.
Well, now I have a new reason to go to the fair.
Now you have a big reason.
Wow.
The car show is the most magnificent thing.
Yeah.
It always has been. But I didn't even want to tell you about the rest of the cars and stuff. I didn't think they counted.
Oh, no. At this point, normally I'd be like, oh, you know, what kind of old cars are there?
No, but, no.
Man, the new truck. Oh.
That's all I wanted to talk about is that new truck.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing thing. And I would like to go see it.
Yeah, you know? I would too.
And anybody that hadn't seen it should go.
Yeah.
Because this, I just can't believe it.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah.
Leather everywhere, a huge engine, an engine that's bigger than anything you ever heard of.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it, is this the one that's made out of military-grade steel?
I'm sure it is.
Wow.
It would need to be to pull a small office building.
Wow. Oh, my. I've never even, I would have never imagined ever that something like this would be available, especially to go see at the fair. But
and it's nicer than all the luxury SUVs you ever heard of.
Now, this is an investment right
this
there.
This is a big investment. And I figure every man that wants to show off will have to have one.
I need to call Santa Claus right now.
That's right. Call him. Say, get it on the road.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't forget case studies and past investments and what people have been making. All that information is available at AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there and see what you could be making yourself, because you want to make sure that you're getting into something where you're actually going to make some money, you're going to be able to retire, because there's things that you want to do, or if you just want to buy a really big, huge, enormous, massive truck.
That's right. You can do either one with your profit.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people think about it, if you can make 1% a month, it's not going to make you rich, but it will make you able to retire with a substantial amount that will last you 25 years.
And that's really the plan. The whole goal is to put this into place with other things. So it's not just, you know, hey, do one investment and then you're out. A lot of clients will be investing for several years, be in multiple policies, and then one matures, they reinvest that. And so that's really part of that's. That's how the whole thing ties together. It's this is the long-term plan.
It is. It's a long-term plan, but it works.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of people retire this year, and that's how they were able to retire. And my one friend down there at Rankin that retired, him and his wife came to the office the other day and said, Faye, look at all the trips we've been able to take this year because of what you've made us.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can retire, leave your money with us, and just keep rolling it over. And we keep enough money in there at all times that you can live on.
Yeah. And this is a process. So once you say you're in your 40s or 50s and you start, you know, investing, you want to go ahead and retire at 62, say, and somebody comes in and say, Faye, this is how old I am. This is when I retire. What do? And you put together a trajectory plan of how many policies roughly you think. And then, you know, you kind of go from there, right?
That's exactly right. And we've got people who've got 10, 15 policies, you know. And they're highly, you know, into different policies, different times, where something's coming due all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like to do it.
It's always best to be diversified as much as possible.
I love to be diversified. I don't want everybody to say, I want to put all my money in one policy. It's not a good idea. Let's don't do it.
Yeah. So then the thing to remember is once you retire, it doesn't stop.
No, the money won't stop. It'll keep going.
Yeah.
The investment still works. You know, people were still buying their policies every day.
Yeah, nothing changes. No. And then after you're retiring, you're no longer getting that paycheck from work, but you're still getting...
You're getting interest checks all the time.
Exactly. There's interest checks. There's new policies to invest in. So the money keeps coming in, and the whole process is seamless. So if you retire, say, next Thursday, nothing changes. You just stop going to work, go and enjoy your life, and money's still coming in.
That's right, and it works. We've done it over and over. We're making it work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made a lot of changes over the years, and everything's for the better.
So we know that the money is coming in. We know that the risks are relatively low compared to what money is coming in and the profits. So you're not taking huge chunks out of your profit margin. What about fees? This has got to be through the roof.
Well, and if you're at Nevada Trust, it's $250 a year. If you're over at Bank of Utah, it's $350. And anybody that didn't pay a fee last year, they're going to go back and recharge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've been moving a lot of accounts over to Nevada Trust.
So this is really pocket change as far as fees go.
That's right. If you were in the stock market, you know, they have that one class where you pay 1% of whatever you own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes 2%. That seems a little bit high.
It does.
And we don't have all those fees.
You know,
and we're not in mutual funds. Mutual funds have fees.
Mm-hmm.
Variable annuities have big fees. So you're saving a lot of money by doing this kind of investment.
Yeah. I mean, these are always options. And you can walk people down those roads if that's if they say they don't.
And they can do annuities. If this isn't for them, do an annuity.
Yeah. So there's many different things. You don't have to invest in a life insurance policy. This just seems to be the very big, the most popular, would you say?
Well, for us it is.
Yeah.
When people walk in our office, they say, I want to do a life settlement.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they really come there for.
Yeah, but there are other options. So
that's
if you don't
qualify,
we
have other good options. Yes.
Yeah, and you'll help people through that.
We'll decide which is right for them.
Mm-hmm.
One thing sometimes is right, sometimes it's something else.
I think sometimes people get scared because they don't understand the whole investment process, or they don't understand annuities, or they don't understand investing in life insurance policies, or whatever the case may be. They just don't understand, so they avoid it. They just don't talk
about
it.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
They just sit there with the money under the mattress.
And that be dangerous.
That is dangerous. No, we talk to them until they understand it.
Yeah.
If they don't, we're not going to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's why we have limits on ages, even for investing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want someone coming in to invest and they're too old to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing.
Well, what happens if somebody does? Do you bring other family members in?
The family members better come and make the decision.
Okay.
They're not going to make the decision. No way in the world would we let them.
So nobody's left out in the cold to just kind of fend for themselves?
No, we're not going to do that.
And that's got to be very comforting, very settling for a lot of people that come in.
Well, if they're children... don't come and ramrod this. They can't do it.
That's
all there is to it.
All right. Well, that's cool. What about the opposite end of the spectrum? What about somebody who's maybe in their teens? Would they be able to do something like this?
If they're 21, 22, 25,
mm-hmm.
If their parents have an account with us, they can probably do it.
Okay, because I know people who are very business minded. They're very fiscally responsible, even at a young age. You know, they're planning out their college expenses. They put themselves on a budget already, so they know what they're spending, even in their 20s.
Well, their parents usually have an account with us.
Okay,
so they're going to have to do it with their parents,
so they can get started, and then really.
Yeah.
By the time they retire in 40 or 50 year, want to retire earlier than they can.
That's right.
Fantastic. So there's a little something for everybody.
That's right.
All right. So now what do we need to do to get started?
Well, you need to make that appointment. Quit the procrastination. Make the appointment. Come over and sit down and talk to me.
Okay. And you've got policies that are coming in pretty soon. So that there'll be other investment opportunities coming in. They're always rolling in because you're always bidding on new policies.
We are always bidding on policies every day.
So there's opportunities coming all the time. You have room for appointments this coming week, I assume?
I do.
All right. And so gather your information. And please, and Faye always says this, don't just drop in because she's very, very busy. She wants to make sure that you've got the time that she can spend with you one-on-one. And so to ensure that, it's always best to make that appointment. And one last time, what's the number to call?
It's 877-588-3330. And... we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.